So we say, in our davening, kilishu ascha kivinu kol hayom, because for your salvation, waiting all day. And we know the Medrash says, afilu ein biyad Yisrael ala kivui, even if this is all we have, just the ability to hope. Kedai le'en ha'gula, b'schar kivui, we deserve the gula in the merit of this. Pasuk says, tov Hashem l'kayvav, Hashem is good to those who hope for him. Those that are captives of hope. And therefore, says the Shema Emunim, the bischus of the hope of the Geula Mashiach will come. And he explains so beautifully that every single time, b'chol rega, that we hope and we yearn and we long, we fulfill a huge mitzvah of tikvas ha-geula, of hoping for redemption. According to the smack, this is one of the 613 mitzvahs. And even if you don't go according to the smack, it's at least a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah. It's a mitzvah at least from the Nevi'im or from the Chachamim to wait and to hope for the geula. And it's so essential that this is one of the first questions we get asked when we go upstairs to the Beis Din Shel Ma'alah, Tzipi Sol Yeshua. Therefore says the Shem Emunah, apart from the mitzvah of Emunah, we have this additional element of Tzipias HaGu'ula, which is essentially a part of Emunah. Because one of the Yugim Alikrim is to hope for Mashiach. Meaning it's not enough just to believe in Mashiach. The Rambam says, "Ein mechake lebiyasa." Part of the mitzvah, part of this ikka, is to realize and recognize that the world as it is right now is just not okay. To be unwilling to accept the current situation as being anything close to ideal, to recognize and to realize that things have to change. And therefore, waiting for Geula, longing for Geula, yearning for Geula is an essential component part of belief in Mashiach. And the Emunah that is expected of us, it cannot be that the world was created just for this. It's taking a long time. We're waiting. We're waiting for the real thing. I'm willing to accept false messiahs. I'm willing to accept anything less than that which the Nevi'im promised. And let's face it, there were those over the years that bought into false messiahs that were willing to fabricate ideas that are bichlal not in Torah in order to justify their belief in someone that wasn't the Mashiach. We're waiting. And we're longing and we're yearning for the real thing. That in and of itself, every single time we do that, is a mitzvah. The fact that we reject other religions that say that the Messiah already came. The fact that we've stood up to them with our faith, with our emunah, for 2,000 years and been unwilling to bow, unwilling to give up or to give in, despite their dominance and their power, is a huge schus to Klal Yisrael. And we understand why in the schus of that, in the merit of that, we'll be redeemed.